Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, I Made the Impossible Cotton Candy from Ancient China. So this video is kind of a cooking challenge video, and they are trying to make this type of cotton candy from ancient China. And they say that in English, it is called Dragon Beard's Candy. And apparently it's really hard to make because you have to stretch it by hand and you have to stretch it super thin until you make 16,000 strands of cotton candy. So in this video, they try making it and they are successful. So if you're interested in seeing how they do that, you can go ahead and watch that video after today's pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's look at our sentence. This candy originated from China. Apparently, ancient emperors used to eat this. All right, so this sentence is talking about that cotton candy in the video, and it says that this candy originated from China, and apparently, ancient emperors ate it. So it's talking about the origins of this candy and also who used to eat it. All right, let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. This candy originated from China. Apparently, ancient emperors used to eat this. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is originate. Originate is a verb, and it means to be created or to begin to exist. So for example, you could say, basketball originated in the United States in the late 1800s. So that would mean that basketball first began in the United States at this time. Our next word is related to originate, and it is origin. Origin is a noun, and an origin is a point or a place where something begins or where something is created. So basically, it's the source or the cause of something. And you could say something like, my name is Scottish in origin. All right, our next word is also related to originate and origin, and it is original. So original is an adjective, and it means happening or existing first or at the beginning. So you could say something like, my original plan was to go home this weekend, but I ended up extending my trip. So in the sentence, when I said my original plan, that would be the plan that happened first or that I had in the very beginning. All right, our next word is apparently. Apparently is an adverb, and it's used to describe something that seems to be true based on what you know. So basically, as far as you know or as far as you can see, this would be apparently. And we might use this if we're not sure if something is true or if a situation is different from what we thought it was. So for example, you might say, I thought I would get 3 days off work this week, but apparently not. So in this situation, we use apparently because we thought something was true or was going to happen, but then in reality, it turned out differently, and it's kind of a way to emphasize this. All right, our next word is related to apparently, and it is apparent. So apparent is an adjective, and it means appearing to be real or true. For example, you could say, the apparent cause of the plane crash was human error. So in this sentence, apparent means appearing to be real or true. And apparent has another meaning. It can mean clear or obvious. So for example, you could say, it's apparent that the company is failing. And that would mean that it's really clear or it's really obvious that the company is failing. Okay, our next word is ancient. Ancient is an adjective and it means very old or relating to a time long past. So relating to a time that's centuries ago, a really, really long time ago. For example, you could say, in ancient Egypt, people worshipped many gods. So in this example sentence, we said ancient Egypt, but you could also say ancient China or some other place. And this is a really common way of using ancient. Our next word is related to ancient, and it is ancestor. So an ancestor is a person who was in someone's family in the past. And usually when we talk about ancestors, we're talking about people that are farther back than our grandparents. So maybe our great-great-grandparents or our great-great-great-great-grandparents, those are what we would consider ancestors. And an example sentence might be, Henry's ancestors were farmers who lived in the English countryside. All right, our last vocab word is related to ancient, and it is antique. Antique is an adjective, and it means belonging to an earlier period, or old and often valuable. So an example sentence might be, my aunt collects antique furniture. And this word antique is usually used to describe things like furniture or art or something else like that, something that people would want to buy or something that they would see as valuable. And usually antique things are pretty old, but they're not necessarily ancient. They might be, but ancient really describes something that's thousands and thousands of years old. So the meaning of these two words and the use of them is a bit different. Sometimes they might be interchangeable, but sometimes they might not be. So it just depends on the situation and what your meaning is. All right, that is all we have for our vocabulary. So let's look at our sentence one more time. This candy originated from China. Apparently, ancient emperors used to eat this. All right, that brings us to the end of today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, what's your favorite type of candy? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.